Blog Talk Radio.
Trouble getting in. Hopefully he can get in. And I'm from California. It's cold, almost raining. It's been cold for days. We need the rain. Praise God. We've got some good things going on. I got Bill Strong from Indiana. He's your host. Hello, Bill.
How are you doing, Linda?
Fine. I got about a stack of newspapers up to the ceiling, and it's going to take me 2 hours tonight to go through them for tomorrow's show. Believe me, it's going to be on fire.
Well, we've had one of them years. I mean, when we look back upon this year, so many scandals, so many cover-ups, so many lies. And to end the year, we got the Pope out here now thinking he's a scientist.
The Pope's a communist. Look, Bill, you got to know where these guys are coming from. Just go look at those pictures of the City of London, the Vatican in Rome, and Washington, D.C.'s Washington Monument. And see the similarities in those phallic symbols. This is evil times three, Bill. I'm telling
you. It was the Catholic Church that ran my ancestors out of Europe because they translated, printed, and published an English Bible. So I'm not big with the Catholic Church anyway. I've always said there's a reason why the Bible says the masses will be deceived.
Oh,
and they
absolutely
are being deceived.
Oh, my God. You know, since day one.
He's going completely against church doctrine. With his views on gays and abortions and all these things.
Jesus.
And now here he is coming out here and siding with the elitists of the globe that want to push a carbon tax on the rest of us to pad their pockets.
You know, this past Sunday when I was in church, my pastor, who is very, very good. He's been in seminary school. The man has studied every part of the Bible from the Greek translation to the this and to that. I mean, the guy gets his homework done. And he said, he was talking about the secular part of this nation. And he said, not only are we dealing with the Islamic thing, which is horrendous, we're dealing with the secular humanists right here in our own country and have been for many, many years. Because when you look at the words pro-choice, that's not choice. That's a choice for death. That's not an either-or. That's a choice for death. This is genocide. I mean, I don't care how you look at it.
Well, it is. The only way that it wouldn't be would be if those people who support it were actually the ones volunteering to be aborted.
Well, that's never going
to
happen.
They're volunteering to kill kids, babies, rather than volunteering to go have themselves taken out.
No, that's not going to happen. Come on.
But,
you
no,
know,
it's not. It is a genocide. It is living people, full
yes,
grown, whatever, wanting to kill off babies.
Oh, they want to kill more than them. They want to kill all of us. Look what they're doing with the chemtrails. Look what they're doing with the inoculations. Look what they're doing with everything else going on. Tomorrow, I'm reading a piece from Sons of Liberty that will knock your socks off on Barry Bathhouse, his assholiness, tomorrow. You are going to go crazy when you hear this one. Oh, my God. It's beyond. How much he has hidden, how long ago this was planned, how long ago it was planned that he would be put in that office. I'm telling you.
It's been many years coming.
Yes, from the 60s, baby.
That's
it's
why
bad.
Pelosi signed off and they never really got to see where he went to school or any of those things. They were signed off. The first act he made when he became president was to block all,
yes,
to seal up all his records.
Oh, yeah. Including his real mother and his real father. Believe me, we have been fed so many lies, Bill. Wait till you hear this broadcast. I'm not kidding. You're going to love this one. Ooh, baby. Got to do it tomorrow, though. Oh, there's some... And what's going on with this area of Malaysia and AirAsia and all this nonsense? Holy smokes. I mean, how many times do planes have to go missing or dead in the water? What the hell is going on over there?
Well, my opinion is someone's playing around with technology on the EMP levels, where they can knock out the total power, and then the plane, that's why your transponders aren't working or anything else. And they found a way to direct it. Eventually, they'll be coming to our country. I don't know what the problem is, but I know that there was a whole lot more planes in the air in that area that did not go down. And for one of the better made planes to go down, you got to question it.
Well, yeah, no, I don't know. I think this is another major plan that we're not allowed to find out about this because there's so much secretive crap going on in the government since probably, I'm thinking, Woodrow Wilson's time or even before that. I mean, this is not good, Bill. We've been usurped, fomented this fascism. I mean, we've got it going on. Look at The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I know you read that book, and I read it from cover to cover. I mean, the stuff that's happening right now, it's bad. It is. It's Agenda 21 on steroids. And I'm telling you, if Louis Gohmert, Mike Lee, and Ted Cruz don't push back this piece of crap and get him out of there or put him behind bars or make sure that he is bound by the Constitution in 2015, I'm going to D.C. and I'm going to start lopping off some heads. You want to see a caliphate? Oh, DHS, I'm not. It's just rhetoric. You know, I'm sick of this crap. This is BS. They better come through with their words. They better adhere to what we want.
What we're going to see is this. The establishment is going to do their best to shove a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie down our throat.
I won't vote for any of them.
In other words, all you're getting is another pile of the same crap.
Yep. Yep. Oh, I know. I know. And Jeb Bush is a schmendrick. He's almost as bad as Hildebeest and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. I'm done with these people. I can't take it. They do that to us. Everyone on Bill Bio's website should get together in this country, and we should find a write-in candidate that we can go for, and by the millions, we write that person in. When we go to the polls and vote for our local councils and stuff, we go in there and write in a name, and everybody better have the same name, and I'm talking 100 million people of us writing in that name. I'm done. That's what I want to see.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid it's going to come down to our choices. It's going to be Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton or along those lines.
It doesn't have to be. If we unite, if we look,
nothing's going to change, except it's only going to continue to get worse.
But we can stop it if we have brains enough to do it, Bill. You can look. There was a guy in my local community. His name was Thomas Kraus. And the only reason that he got to come up against Rocky Chavez was because he had enough people to write him in the primary, and he got on the general election. We tried to beat Rocky, but we couldn't do it. But at least those people in our community of Carlsbad, Encinitas, Oceanside, and Vista, they wrote him in, and he got on the general election. You can do it. And we only had, like, maybe 10 to 15,000 voters who wrote him in. And that's how you do this. If we have 2 to 5 million people or better, or 10 with Bill's new website coming up, to write in a decent candidate, I don't care who you pick. It doesn't even matter if they're running. You just write their name in and they're going to win. That's what I'm telling you. You cannot do this anymore.
I don't think you can change what's already been written. And my book tells me that things will not get better.
But there's no reason to vote for some. If you have if we go to this new website.
No reason to vote for somebody like a Bush or a Clinton. No reason
at
all.
But you don't have to.
As our elected have become, as crooked as the system is, I don't see that you're going to be able to defeat them in any way. They will lie, steal, cheat, and murder.
It doesn't matter.
Get away.
But, Bill, look, you can't just walk away from it. If we're united enough, if this – look, we got 2 years, okay? Well, yeah, year and a half, whatever, before the real deal. Because a few days from now, a couple days, we're in 2015. But if this if Bill's situation will really work and that website works and we do our job right and we become precinct captains or whatever and you unite people. I've got websites I've got patriot people, tea parties all over the place. I've got conservatives. You've got them there. You guys say, okay, you got two choices. Let's figure out what we want to do. Pick one of the two, whether it's Scott Walker or Ted Cruz, and you write that guy in. And you get millions of people to do that, it's going to pull votes away from Hildebeest. Because everybody else is going to stay home, I'm telling you, unless we can write it in. We can get the write-in candidates. I'm telling you, you present it the right way. We can't do this anymore. I don't want to have to put Stalin's name in there. I want to put Ted Cruz's name in there. What the hell are we doing here? I'm not voting for these people. I'm not. I want a write-in candidate. I want a good one. And Ted Cruz has proved to me that he's the real deal. And so is Mike Lee, and so is Scott Walker. So take your pick. I'm done with these people.
I agree with your ideology. I just don't think that you can – I don't think there's no turning around what's already been done. The only thing we can do is try to hold ground as best as we can because – it's become more than the United States now. It's become a global thing. And the global elitists are the ones pulling the strings.
Well, I know, but you know what? I mean, Bill, there's a way to do this. If I've seen this done in my own community, Why can't we just unite a bunch of fabulous patriots? You get 5 or 6 million people voting for one person or more. Take away from all the progressives like Bush and Clinton, Jeb and Hildebeest. We could do this. Oh, I know. Yola says.
I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I'm not saying it's not a way to try. All I'm saying is my book tells me there is no reversing.
Well, and okay, we have two choices. We're going to have a freaking all-out revolution or Christ is going to come back, if that's what you're, you know. I mean, that's it.
That's about what we got coming. We're either going to hold ground as best we can until the return, or we're going to be in a bloody battle until the return. These people have pushed this agenda so far, they can't turn back because they'll never get another chance at it. They know it.
Yeah.
So they're going to push forward. They're going to use the Pope. They're going to use whoever they can push their agenda. And I'm sorry, but I see the Pope as being, at this time, I list the Pope as being one of the enemy.
Oh, that guy, I knew who he was the minute he opened his mouth. Are you kidding me? Holy Christ. And anybody that wants to call in, please call in. That's what we do this for. This is Hoot and Holler, chat deal. Let's do it. Now, I was just going to respond to Rod. We don't have a representative republic, and we haven't had for 150 freaking years since the end of the Civil War. That schmuck took care of it. Oh, don't get me started on this stuff. You guys need to read these books. The one that Ron Golden talked to me about was The Real Lincoln, and I did get that one. You know, all the rest of these pundits, and even Mark Levin, they're pushing this crap, you know, like it was just gospel. It's like, excuse me? The only reason that Lincoln got shot wasn't because he was a traitor, which they should have done for, was because he was going against the Illuminati with his greenbacks, against the Federal Reserve. Same thing with Kennedy. That's why. And when Reagan tried, they shot at him 3 times. Excuse me, hello. Bastards. That, you know, and I just posted on Mikey B's
That's
thing.
That's what we have now. And I find it funny that so many think Obama's in charge. Obama ain't in charge of nothing. He's a puppet doing what he's told to do.
Oh, I know. Valerie Jarrett, George Soros, all the evil ones on the other side. And believe me, wait till you let me read this tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Here's something ironic at the end of the year. Ported more people last year than we did. That's a fact. It's the truth.
I know.
Mexico ported more people than we did. Although when we act like we're going to deport one of their people who's in our country illegally, Mexico throws a fit. Why? Because Mexico bases their economy on stealing from the United States economy. Either by sending drugs up here and huge amounts of drugs money into Mexico, or by sending their people up here to get jobs and then send remittances back to Mexico.
Right.
Either way, it's illegal.
I got to tell you.
That's how Mexico survives. And
let me tell you a little story. This has been going on for a long time. I just posted there was some article in the Wall Street Journal, and some clown was talking about this illegal immigration bullshit because, excuse my French, because Barry was stating in the last few days that with his BS rhetoric that the illegals don't drain the economy, which is the biggest lie that man has ever said in his 6 years. And, you know, it was proven many times over. California spends $26 billion a year, just California, the taxpayers have to pay for these schmucks coming across the border. They've been coming here since 1972 in droves, and then we got Benito Brown welcoming them 8 months ago, you know, with open arms in California, making the whole state a sanctuary state. And I'll tell you something, the minute our Christmas holiday started right here. It wasn't even Thanksgiving. It was a little bit after Thanksgiving. We have had no traffic. This goes on every year since I've been in Oceanside, well, it's about 23, 25 years, you can drive anywhere you want because these schmucks go down to Mexico to hang out with their families. This is what's going on. You have no idea the impact on this poor society from these RATBASDARDS. And I'm telling you, people do not understand it. They don't wake up. They're stupid. They don't look up to see the chemtrails. They know nothing. They make me sick. I'm done. I'm done with them. They're idiots.
Some liberals will say, well, they pay taxes. But what a liberal will not tell you is that at the end of the year, they use the earned income credit and get back way more money than they paid
They don't pay jack. They don't pay jack. Because number one, even if there's money taken out in the interim of the full year, they get it all back plus.
Exactly.
They get it all back plus, Bill. So it's a lie.
And they
it's
do get
freaking lie.
They do get assisted housing and all that stuff on the backs of the legal taxpayers.
That's right. And they get in California because of all of our liberal SOBs here. They get, and that was Jerry Brown, Mussolini Brown, who gave them in-state tuition above the legal citizens of this state. Isn't that nice?
I've never understood that. How can you give someone who's illegally in the country a tuition break that someone who's legally here can't get?
He doesn't care, because I think he's in competition with Barry to destroy the country. That's what I think. And I think I'm right. Screw him. They make me sick. De Blasio, Holder, Barry, Jarrett, Soros, not so Sharpton, all of them. I'm done.
I think De Blasio has ended his political career after this current deal he has now, because even today, meeting with the police and their union of members and all officials and all this and that, they didn't come out any happier than they were when they went in.
It's worse than you think. You know, I get the fact that there's a lot of graft.
How the media has played in to protect them, this administration.
Yeah, there's no media. Oh, please.
Of this administration. We got a guy that resigned from Congress today because he got caught for tax evasion. And the first thing came to my mind is, why isn't Charlie Rangel out?
None of them. No, well, because they're kissing Barry's derriere. Thank you, Rod. I'm using my French.
It's like he's a Democrat and there's a different set of rules for them. They call the other guy, well, he's KKK. He spoke to the KKK. Well, how's it any different than these black people going out here and speaking to the Black Panthers or Hispanics speaking to La Raza? Those are hate groups.
Oh, huge. Huge.
He probably lists them.
Oh, I know. I mean, this goes way back to the 60s, Bill. I'm telling you, and I have proof of it.
How long did he hold office?
Which one?
Byrd.
I don't know. I honestly don't. I haven't done any research on that one.
This year he held office. He's a former wizard of the KKK, and he's a Democrat the entire time.
Well, yeah. They've been on the... Look, the Democrats have been on the far communist left for a long, long time. Oh, my gosh. Back to Lincoln's time. Please. The Reconstruction. Let's go back. Oh, my God.
The Tea Party and conservatives are Nazis. Well, we're not the ones being financed by a Nazi. You are. George Soros. Jerry Brightmouth, the head of GE, who pays no taxes at all.
I know.
How?
Oh,
you got Warren Buffett owes over $1 billion in business taxes. You got Al Sharpton, who should be in jail. But instead he gets a contract with MSNBC, and he's on the air every day.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Do you know who lambasted him within the last couple of days? Rudy Giuliani was just – he nailed Sharpton. He nailed Holder, he nailed de Blasio, and he nailed Barry in front of one of the pundits on some stupid news thing. I don't know which one it was. His last name's Garrett. But anyway, he shut that guy up. It was awesome. I wish I had it and I could send it out to you guys. Hopefully it will come back and I can get it out to you. It was beautiful. And I'm not a real big fan of Giuliani, but on this, in the last few days, he has nailed it and he's right on. He's nailed it.
You know, and there again, how the media plays this out. What the media is not telling people is that every day 7 blacks die at the hands of an illegal since 9/11, 2001.
How many
every
whites?
Day, about 15.
And we've got plenty of whites that die from that too, from the drunk drivers,
well,
and they've 15, been
about 15
they've been,
whites and then 7 blacks, and then the other 3% is other minorities.
Yeah, because they don't deport them.
Blacks all across this country at an alarming percentage. Give you an example, though. In Afghanistan, we lost a little over 2,200 people.
Soldiers, oh, my God.
Marines. But in the same time period, we lost over 150,000 Americans here on our soil at the hands of illegals.
Well, you look, I mean, in California, I know.
Does anybody else feel like, why aren't we being told these numbers? Why isn't the media out here talking about these numbers? Because it doesn't fit the agenda. It doesn't go along with the agenda. Who cares how many of Americans die as long as we can get our agenda in place?
They don't care, Bill. Look, I mean, when you see what has been done from the time of the early 60s forward, and then you can even go back further, naturally, to Teddy Roosevelt and Wilson, who should have been tried for treason with the League of Nations number. And that's how that was born. This crap has been pushed in from the late 1800s. This Agenda 21 has been fomented all the way to Khrushchev and Blavatsky in Russia, all the way through the Fabian socialism of England, and it's been fomented and pushed on us ever since. Every single piece of crap that we've dealing with, Dr. Spock, Sigmund Freud, George Bernard Shaw, Margaret Sanger, all this crap, and it gets worse. Let me tell you, wait till you hear tomorrow. I'm going to bring in 913, I think it's Bill, from, let me see. Hello.
How you doing? How you doing, Linda?
There he is.
What's
so
that?
What are your thoughts?
Huh?
What are your
thoughts? We've got a lot of work to do. I just got off the phone just a minute ago with Ken Taylor and Linda Gurr. And we are getting ready to launch this website, which is going to be a huge help to us in the next 2 years. So we're real excited about that and excited what it can do for us. And we hope people will participate because that's the whole name of the game.
Right. Action. You can't sit by. I'm not sitting here waiting for Christ, and I'm not sitting here waiting for a freaking revolution. We need to do this.
No.
I mean,
we have to run for things. We have to get people. If we don't want to do it, we got to find people who will want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we change things. And we start in our hometown and work our way out.
I agree.
We can't do much about what's going on in Washington, but we can do a hell of a lot of what's going on in our own hometowns and in our counties and our states. And that's how we'll eventually turn this around.
Right. And, you know, Bill has done that because I've seen videos of him back in the day. And I think, Bill, it's time for you to do it again. I should fly you out here to help me because these MFs need to be deported and self-deporting. I mean, I'm sick of it. The illegal shit. It's weighing on us. It's nuts.
It's as Bill said, though. It starts in the local areas and stuff. The biggest problem this nation faces is our electorate getting elected for no other reason than because then they can be participants in the insider trading and investing. And that's how they really pad their pockets and their wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we could stop that from the local level all the way up to the top, we're not going to much to anything. That has to be stopped. Our electeds should not be allowed to participate in insider trading and investing, and where they're controlling what business comes into the area simply on how what they can get out of the business.
Yep. Yep.
So I just
we have a legal system. We have written law. So what we have is judges that are reinterpreting those laws.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Their job is not to reinterpret it. Their job is to judge the law as the law is written. And then enforce it. We won't have that. We don't have law enforcement enforcing immigration laws. California violates the Constitution by declaring himself a sanctuary state.
I know.
Every federal tax dollar should have been cut off to them.
You bet. Let me ask you a question. What do you think of my idea for an all-out national write-in candidate in 2016?
Well, it's going to be tough because you have to get a lot of votes, and we would bring in, if we did that, we'd bring in a lot of conservative votes, which would pretty much get Hillary elected. So that's a real tough subject. Is write-in candidates are really tough unless they got a hell of a ground game.
We're fighting a big beast. Yeah, we are.
Oh boy. Yeah.
If you were to start now,
I mean the thought of Jeb Bush being president makes me puke. But the thought of Hillary being president makes me puke more.
Yes, so. More air sick bags.
Yeah.
That's where we need a T-shirt with both of their pictures on it. The same crap, just different piles.
Yeah, and both of them on matching broomsticks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they're both for the population. They're both for forced vaccinations. They're both for Common Core. They're both for amnesty.
Yep.
Bush and Hillary.
We're going to work as hard as we can not to get Jeb Bush as a nominee because there's too much baggage.
God,
that's where we can help right now.
Yes.
Is encourage people that we can get behind and start campaigning for them like
so
crazy.
Bad. I want Ted Cruz so bad.
You know, I do too. I love him to death, but I don't think he has a chance in hell of getting the nomination. I'd love to have him in there. He is my hero.
Walker? What about Scott Walker?
Scott Walker is somebody we could get behind.
I would too.
He's been a governor. He's been successful.
He don't take any crap from anybody.
No, and the establishment would have to get behind him if we had a groundswell behind him.
Oh God, please.
So that's what I would shoot for. I would shoot for Scott Walker.
Yeah, Ted's my first choice. Scott's my second.
And because I know Santorum's going to run, which is zilch.
I fear Mitt Romney's going to do it again. Recycled garbage.
You know, I'm questioning Romney whether he will or not. I don't know.
Swear. Look, he lives in La Jolla in a 12,000 square foot home overlooking La Jolla, which is 20 minutes from me. I swear to God, I will hand deliver a letter to him and say, "Enjoy the view. Leave us the hell alone. Get out of here."
Mm-hmm. Well, the guy we have to watch is Ben Carson.
Anti-Second Amendment.
He could suck up a lot of conservative votes.
Yeah, because they're stupid. They don't watch Glenn. Glenn interviewed him the first day, and he said, I think if you want an AR-15, yeah, it's okay in the country, but not in the city. Excuse me?
Right.
I would walk up to him and slap his freaking face.
what we have to do with him is push that he has no executive experience where Scott Walker does. Because he doesn't have any experience. He's been a doctor, and that's great. But he knows nothing about government, and he sure as hell don't know anything about Second Amendment. But I think Walker is somebody we could really get behind.
Okay.
Well, right now what we're having is the ratcheting up of the trying to ratchet up the public against the police, and we got another fatal police shooting in Pennsylvania, and they tried to run over the other officers. They shot one dead.
When did that take place?
It's coming up on TV now. I don't know when it comes. It's on Fox.
Oh, great. That's day one. Sharp and sweaty hung up.
And somebody said Marco Rubio. I'm like, oh, please. The guy's great on foreign policy, but he is like total amnesty. He's coming from a weird perspective. I want another Eisenhower Operation Wetback tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm done with this crap. And they've done it before him. That's the only one we know about.
Well, the one message that Ben Carson brings is one good one is his take on political correctness. It's just killing us. And we've got to stop being politically correct.
You know what? Then we should also have Bridget Gabrielle run, because she agrees with that. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Ben Carson does not understand what the Bill of Rights is. He needs to be educated and schooled. No, there is no way I'd vote for him. I'm sorry.
Me neither. He would.
No way.
I like him as a person,
but that's it. That's as far as it goes.
Yeah. I think he's a good Christian man, but he's just
don't understand
politics.
I think he's an amazing surgeon. He's accomplished beyond means. No for presidency. Sorry.
Mm.
You got to be damn close to Thomas Jefferson for me right now. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm so done with this.
No, I think the only chance we have is the Scott Walker. Because I don't see anybody else that I could get behind.
I love Ted Cruz. God, please. I wish I could get
him. I know. Well, maybe you'd take him as a VP.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Scott and Ted. Yeah, okay. There you go. It'll work for me. That would do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that would help us a lot.
Oh, my God. Oh, please. And hopefully, with our Senate elections this last time, we finally fired idiot Harry Reid, who should have been in a rubber room in a straitjacket a long time ago. I think that I'm hearing things on Facebook. I don't know if it's true that Trey Gowdy is supposed to be the next pick for Speaker of the House. I'd do that. I would say yes to that in a heartbeat.
Trey Gowdy in a heartbeat.
Makes me smile.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. Not back down from that guy's a fighter. Oh, he's awesome.
What a great attorney general he would make.
Oh, God. Well, look what we have now. Oh, my Lord. Well, Bill, if you have time tomorrow, please join me at 7 p.m. Eastern for my one-hour show. The week after that, I'm going to make it a 90-minute show because I've got a stack of papers up to my ceiling right now. I haven't even gone through because I had so many parties to go to. But I've got stuff on all these people. I've got stuff on Jarrett, Soros, Barry, Stanley, and Dunham that will curl your hair. Please join me if you can.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I will.
We'll just blow you away. This is from the Sons of Liberty, and I trust Bradley Dean because I've met him, and he's been on my show. I met him twice, and he's been on my show once, so I'm going to try to get him back again because it's amazing. The things that have been hidden from us about that's why Barry, Bathhouse Barry, spent at least $2 million to hide his records and put out these phony books, Dreams for My Father, and said that he's the son of the Kenyan bull.
Yeah.
I don't even think that that was his real mother, because what I'm seeing now is proving that this every single thing you think you know about him is so phony and such a lie, it's beyond. He has been associated with every single evil Black Panther, Weather Underground, Communist Party since Malcolm X, and I'm telling you, you're going to love this article.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, baby. Go back to Bill. Bill, strong.
If our media had done their job, the public would know all this stuff.
No, and they're not going to. They've been bought and sold since the late 1800s.
Whether we like what Jonathan Gruber said or not, it's flat-out truth. The American public is dumb. They're too dumb to pay attention on what their elected are doing to them behind their back. They're too dumb to realize they're losing freedoms and liberties left and right, and that the government keeps intruding deeper and deeper into their private lives.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think, Bill. You know, they're dumbed down by the education system, but here's the thing. I don't call them dumb, I call them lazy. They don't get off their texting and their couches and their little derrieres and do anything to educate themselves. This is not an option. Nobody is going to Vulcan mind meld you with information. Get your butt up and learn for yourself. You know, I did it. You've done it. Bill Bio's done it. Yola's done it. Ron Golden's done it. Everyone's done it in my circles. All my people in California who are conservatives. Why? Okay. You know, that's what I'm saying. They're lazy. They've been told to be lazy. They're idiots.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. We have an opportunity.
How do you bring the media into the spotlight to where they're forced to tell the truth, put out the facts, to actually do their job?
You know what? I'll tell you something. The only
covering up for the administration.
Bill, I don't think it's possible right now, except people, you know, there's one person who has been, you know, and I don't agree with Bill O'Reilly on a lot of stuff, but man, he's been hammering. That guy's hammering. Megyn Kelly's been hammering. They're doing a great job. That's all you can do. You can't turn it around without a full-on revolution. We've got Breitbart, we've got James O'Keefe, we've got Alex Jones, we've got our shows, we've got people who are out there doing everything they can. We've got, what's his name? The guy that does the, I can't remember his name now. But he talks, it's not Bill Bennett, it's the other one. Can't remember his name. Anyway, he lays it out. All these people lay it out in no uncertain terms. There's Bridget Gabriel, there's all these great people. There's Judge Jeanine, Judge Napolitano. Even Giuliani. I mean, there's tons of people. Hannity does it. Mark Levin does it. My God, Mark Levin's got, 12, 13, 15 million listeners? We're doing everything we can. Russia's got 22 million listeners for the past 25 years. We're doing the best we can.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, unless you take a hammer and a chisel to these people's heads and try to bore the, you can't do that. That's not biblical. You can't do that.
Right.
So
you
can just try to explain it to them. I don't know what else to do. I read books like it's coming out of style, but I'm only one person. I cannot force somebody to go get my books and the ones I've gotten on Amazon for the past 7 or 8 years and read them. You can't force people. That's fascism. You can't do that. They have to do it. So you can't force anyone to come to Christ. They have to choose it. I do the best I can. That's all we can do, baby.
That's all we can do. But
we can't
have,
force them.
We
That's
do,
fascism. That's not right.
We have
scream.
Huh?
So many don't understand that free will doesn't work without free speech.
Well, okay. I know. Free speech is a God-given, thank God, right. And free will is from Christ. That's our God, our Father. You're free to choose him as your Savior. No, even Jesus is not going to force you. He might prompt you with the Holy Spirit. He's not going to force you. That's not his way. He's not a fascist. He's a loving God. So, you know, that's where I'm coming from. You just got to just keep preaching it, man. It's all you can do. You can't force them.
Look at how things have went the last few years. You've had Hillary, whose right hand was tied directly to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, they all are.
And it's tied directly to Iran.
Yep.
And you got to wonder, how does the public not notice the things and what they do, how they cater to these people? Millions of our policy and weaponry and technology have been given to the Muslim Brotherhood.
I know.
Which is listed as a terrorist organization.
I know.
But
it's willful ignorance.
Go out there and give them $1 billion and nobody is saying nothing.
It's willful ignorance, Bill. We've talked about this for 3 years. I can't change them. I can just preach it. That's all we can do. And like I told Bill on the phone, you go to your city council, you go to the school boards, you start picketing, you start screaming, you start going to the city council and you speak in public, you run for city council, you get to be a precinct delegate, whatever it takes, you go and you do it every day. I've stood on more street corners in the last 4 years with signs to help my community than I care to count. I've spoken in front of not just my city council, but 3 or 4 in the whole region. Let me tell you, I've written letters to these people. I've spoken in front of, I done it. I don't care what they say. They think I'm crazy.
You know,
they can think I'm crazy. I don't care. Wait till they see me in January with my chemtrail pictures. Oh, they're going to love me then. Wait till they see that.
The first time I protested, I was a one-man protest.
Okay, Bill, go
but
for
I
it.
Still went ahead and did it. I didn't back away. I knew something had to, I knew what I felt, and I knew that I was tired of sitting back.
Yep.
That I was going to go out here and have my say whether anybody liked it or not. And I did it. And the next time I went back to the same spot to protest, there were 25 of us instead of one.
Good. Yep, that's right.
I've been to
how
ICE.
You do it.
I've been to 10 counties in southern Indiana. I did a 10 county thing where I went around to 10 different counties with my signs and my people, and we protested and we tried to bring awareness to the illegal invasion that's going on in this country.
This country.
And whether we like it or not, by law, we could arrest if we had anybody in the Justice Department that would do their job. We could arrest every politician. And every right out here caters to illegals. Because
right.
They are aiding and abetting a foreign invasion.
That's right. You know, I'm glad you enjoyed my rhetoric, Bill.
We have a legal recourse, just like with the government at the moment. We have the legal recourse. No way to go after them to do anything. You hear Obama today. Well, he's got his veto pen out in case they try to push through something he don't like. In other words... It's his way or no way. He is.
And you know what?
He thinks he's a dictator, and the Pope thinks he's God.
Yep, I know. And you know what? We know what Barry can do with his pen and his phone. It should be put in a place where it will do the most good. And I've said that for a long time, and it's the truth. Because look, we have to fight. We have to do everything we can. If you want to do your signs again in Indiana and get your people together, that's great, Bill Strong. And I think what you're doing, Bill Bio, with the website is a great start. If you want to promote Scott Walker with Ted Cruz as VP, I'm in. I can't take these other people. I can't go to another country. There's nowhere to go. There's no more islands to go to. You know, I don't know where to go. So, I'm going to stay and fight. I'm going to do what George Washington did. I'm going to do what Dr. Joseph Warren did and Salem, what's-his-face did and all the rest of them, Paul River. I'm going to do it. I don't care. They can take me out. I'm going north and they're going south. That's it. I'm done. I'm done.
Good
they're
for you.
Crazy.
Good for you.
I'm. Yeah, you know, are. Bill... If we can't learn from De Tocqueville and Bastiat and Jefferson. What the hell do we have? What
right.
have we got?
Right.
If you can't
right.
learn from Jesus and the rest of it, where they got their stuff, what are we doing here?
Well,
that's
people
where
are
I'm
hearing
coming
the message.
From.
That's
huh?
that's what we're having. We're starting a group in January that will be founders keepers, and we're a book group that meets and
Good.
We talk about the founding fathers and the Constitution and
Absolutely.
And things like that, because a lot of people haven't heard those. Haven't they just
oh,
don't know.
They don't know nothing.
And,
you know, and
no,
like
they don't.
I said, if we don't have this background and if you don't learn from history, what the hell are you doing here? I mean, why don't you just put your head in the sand like the rest of them and get your Vaseline out and put it on your bunghole, because you're going to need it real soon. That's what I'm coming from. If you don't get your head out of that sand and fight, just march your little self without a gun at your head to the boxcars to the FEMA camps, because that's where you're going, honey.
I always go to a movie, Boondock Saints, and something that a priest said in that movie. And that is, we must all fear the evil of bad men. That is true. But we must fear even more the indifference of good men.
Well,
and
yeah.
Sadly, we have become a nation of indifference, where too much of the population thinks they are indifferent to what's going on around them or what their electors are doing.
It's worse than that.
Well, I don't do politics. And I said, that's fine, buddy, because it's going to do you whether you do them or not.
And the other thing, Bill, is you got 45% or better who are on the dole, and they just think this is honky-dory. Well, you know what the worst part is? They're going to be the first useful idiots on the boxcars, and they won't even know what hit them. It's going to be, if you think Katrina was bad, holy Christ. I mean, these people are so stupid, and it's sad. I almost feel sorry for them.
I'm not here, the people who are Hispanics who have come here illegally, because it's really as bad as they say. The ones that are coming here now are too stupid to know that they're only being used.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, they'll be under the bus. Well, so will you and I, because, you know, they might come for us first. But, you know, I mean, all y'all, I've read so much freaking history. I've read Bonhoeffer. I've read the Black Book of the American Left. All of it. Hayek. I'm still in Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. I've studied. I took 10-week course on Econ 101. I get it. You know,
I don't think there has
Creature
been
from Jekyll
been
Island.
Since I've been involved in all this in the 8-9 years I've been involved, I don't think there's been a bill put out yet that doesn't have hidden stuff inside that the public can never see.
I know.
How many new regulations are set to take effect that were put in this year? Something like, it's over 3,000. And if every year they're putting in 3,000 new regulations, how long before we can't even take a breath without violating a regulation?
I know. Oh, you know what? I just read one on Wall Street Journal, that if the Supremes take up this new case on the Obamacare with the exchanges, it's going to gut that thing. And if our Senate and our House has true to their word, what they've told us in the last 2 or 3 months, if they stick to their guns, this is gone. They better.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's going to be Rev Part 2. I'm telling you, there's going to be shots fired by the other side first. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm.
The first shot fired is they'll fight this racism against Obama.
Oh, God.
That's their weapon. It's truth doesn't matter, but that's their weapon of choice.
But, you know, it goes deeper than that, because we have been set up for so long, Bill, and you'll see tomorrow on my show. It's, like, so heinous. And actually, it's pretty simple to follow the line of thinking and the line of evilness. It's like, oh my God, it opens your eyes to see exactly how he was planted in that office. It's amazing. So tune in tomorrow, but I'll tell you, there's some stuff going on in our present day that will it almost rivals what has happened in the past.
Into Obama, Look up Larry Sinclair.
Oh, I know about that. But that's just his gay stuff. Where do you hear this? Where do you hear about the fake stuff of Stanley Ann Dunham? Oh, you're going to love it. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Talking about red diaper doper babies. Oh, wow. And the lies? Big time. Going to love it. So I want to talk to Bill Bio and say, I want your parting thoughts, and then we'll get Bill Strong in a minute.
Okay, well, we just we have a good opportunity. We have 2 years to fight. We have 2 years to plan, and we know what we want. We know we'd like to see Scott and Ted as a team, and we can start working on that right now. We don't have to wait. And and everybody get on that website when it comes. We should be we should be live in about 2 or 3 days.
You just send it to my email, and I'll get it.
I will do that. I will do that. And you have a great day, and thank you for all you do, Linda.
Thank you so much, Bill. And you too, and Happy New Year. Praise the Lord.
Happy New Year to you.
Praise the Lord. And Bill Strong, what are your parting thoughts?
I want to thank Bill Belay and Ken Taylor for all they do and all the people helping them. And I think we should all join together. Can't wait till they get their site up. I will be there.
Yes.
And I take this day to say, every day this year I've been thankful and grateful for my Tea Party brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And you've all been a blessing to me. But the next 2 years, we've really got our work cut out for it. So party hard tomorrow night. But come the next day, be ready to put your nose to the grindstone, folks. We got work to do.
We sure do. I want to say, Bill, both Bills and Nick and Yo, the folks who are in the chat room, have a great new year. Be blessed. May God have his protection over you every single day. Keep well. I love y'all. Tomorrow night, thanks, Nick and Yo, for saying that about my show. We're going to have a great deal. I'm going to do a little bit of music on the end. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., right from the left coast. Please call in, join in, enjoy. I have got some stuff for you that will blow your mind. So it's going to be good stuff. I'm going to play a little bit of Keep the Change. Love you guys, and have a great night.
Good night.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country should have hell been going down the drain.
You guys, have a great one. Happy New Year. Love y'all. See you tomorrow night. Good night.